With me in the studio today is Stacy Hessel. And Stacy, good morning. Thank you for coming in today.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
We're going to be talking about your position as a board member of the Sawyer County Board of Supervisors, and you represent District 4. Talk a little bit about what District 4 represents.
Sure. So District 4 is obviously the town of Hayward. It runs from the fire department all the way through to the town of Round Lake, and then over kind of by Wilderness Walk. So it's a very large district, and people forget that. But
yeah. So why did you get involved at the county board level?
Sure. So first of all, I'll back up. And I got involved. I've always been an advocate for the community. And I have a firm belief in either step up or shut up, because a lot of us like to tell everybody else what they should be doing that are on the boards.
Yeah,
and my personality just provokes me to step up. So I do that. And sometimes it's good. Most of the time it's good. Sometimes, depending on your opinion of the situation, it's not so good. But the firm belief is that we all have a position we can take in our community. I love our community.
Yep.
So in 2012, I got on the school board. Prior to that, I volunteered. I was involved, you know, in our high school, like student council, things of that nature. But my first board that I got onto actively was the Hayward School Board, and I'm still involved in that, as well as the county board and the town board. So a lot of different levels, but my heart's still in the right place. Like, let's make where we live better.
I suppose your position on these various boards kind of gives you a much larger picture of the community, with between the town board, the county board, and the school board.
Right.
You have a very large picture of what's happening in the community. How do you keep up?
So you just do it, right? We all wake up and we have, you know, our schedule in front of us. And I just have chosen to use my spare time giving back to the community. I've raised three kids you know, they're all adults now. And so that gives me a little bit more time, because I'm not volunteering for whatever they had going on in school.
Yeah.
So I've replaced that with the community. So my apologies to the community, because it's a little obnoxious how much I'm trying to do. But that's how I was and still am as a mom. You know, I think that you raise them upright, and then they go forward. And I think that we can do that in our community too. And so just making sure that we do our due diligence, while we also make sure that we remember the past of our community.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes we go forward so strong, and if we could just pause and say, well, these are the founders of our community, what was their vision? And just play on that. You know, I think I'm in a unique position as a woman, and I'm not going to play that card at the top of my deck, but I just think, you know, I'm mother, and so I know that I can do that, and so I've kind of taken that role on in the boards that I'm on as well, making sure that our community is nourished and growing, and making sure it keeps at a steady pace, but not overwhelming. And you know, there's 15 of us that we all have our different gifts, and we have our different community contributions. And so each of us love our district. Otherwise we wouldn't have ran or, you know, love our community. But not pinpointing one thing, but zoning was a big issue. I'm not on zoning anymore, but I wanted to make sure that we were growing, but making sure that we highlighted the positives of that growth too. You know, what areas are we growing in? You know, how are our beautification projects going, so that when people come in, whether it's people that moved away and come back, that they're still proud of our community. So making sure that we just respect that aspect. So I think zoning is the biggest thing that I thought of. Also our law enforcement, you know, that I know that it was a little contentious, but wanting all of the sheriff's deputies to be able to take home their squad cars. Not all of our county workers live in our county, whether it's sheriff's department or regular agencies. But so I think just having that mindset of, okay, what is in the best interest of the safety of our county, you know, the growth of our county. And those are the two things that I focused on. I love and support law enforcement always, and I want our community to grow. So just making sure our zoning efforts didn't put a firm fist on people trying to grow, but also respected that they want to make it better, not that they want to just get away with things.
Yeah. So. But other districts represent other smaller communities, and to have that interrelationship with those town boards or the commissions that work in those, you know, talking about growth, how much are these other smaller communities experiencing growth?
Well, I think in any of our districts, we worry about response time for EMS. We worry in the law enforcement.
Okay.
So you want to make sure that not just the big sections like the Round Lakes, the Hayward, you know, those are being serviced, but making sure that we can get to the other townships in a good response time.
Yeah.
So, you know, where are our facilities? Are they in the right spots? Just because we've always done something, does that mean we always have to do it? Or can we look at the bigger picture and say, hey, what is the focus and what is the best interest of the district, but also of the whole county? You know, just making sure that those things are thought out, because there's several of our county board members, you know, they live in the southern part of the county. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And are they being serviced as adequately as our Mecca here in Hayward?
Right.
You know, I love Hayward, but I want to make sure we're also seeing that they also love Winter. They love Loretta, you know. So we make sure that we talk about those things. I mean, financially, sometimes it can't, you know, we can't move things or we can't do what people want all of the time. But it's just making sure that everybody's listened to. And I think that that's the biggest compliment we can give to our constituents. Yeah.
Stacy, thank you for coming in to this morning.
Thanks for having me. And it's always good to chat. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we're doing in the community. And I hope people will continue to support our community and step up.
Yeah.
Thank you.